The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. Great hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Thanks for being with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Sad news for Senator Rand Paul's office. It turns out that the office of Republican Kentucky Senator Paul confirming late yesterday that a member of Senator Paul's staff was brutally attacked on the streets of Washington, D.C. over the weekend. Apparently, a member of his staff was brutally attacked in broad daylight. Paul said in a statement, "I ask you to join Kelly and me in praying for a speedy and complete recovery and thanking the first responders, the hospital staff, the police for their diligent actions. We are relieved to hear that the suspect has been arrested. At this time, we would ask for privacy so everyone can focus on healing and recovery." And Paul's office did not confirm the identity of the staff member. And frankly, it's nobody's business, in my opinion. But we welcome back to the program, Senator Rand Paul. Senator, my sincerest condolences. I'm so sorry to hear this. Violence is out of control all around the country. Defund, dismantle, no bail is not working, is it?
You know, without question, you know, we've got a violence problem in all of our major cities. We're just particularly happy and glad that he's recovering, that he's a strong young man, and I think he's going to be fine. But this was a significant attack. It could have been life-threatening, and we're glad that he's getting better. But he's been through a lot, and he's still got a lot of recovery to undergo, and we continue to, you know, hope and pray for his complete recovery.
I mean, this attack was brutal. I mean, what I read about it, stabbed, as I understand it, in the head and the chest. I mean, that's scary. You're a doctor. You know how dangerous that is. Anyway, I want you to know our prayers are with your staff member, your entire team there. And again, we wish a speedy recovery for this individual.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reports we have from the police initially that have been published are that this person had spent 12 years in prison for another violent crime and had been out one day. And so there really is the thought, and I think my general opinion on crime in general is that we have maybe over-incarcerated some people for non-violent crimes, but we've under-incarcerated people for violent crime. The people who are violent among us, the people who commit acts like this, need to be separated, if not a long time, forever. You know, they need to be separated from the rest of us. And, you know, the fact that this could happen in broad daylight in D.C. in an area that has, you know, been gentrified with nice restaurants and nice stores worries us all. You know, we all are living in the city. You know, we're here many days. We're all outside. And for this to happen in broad daylight should concern every one of us.
Let me go to some of the recent hearings. You have been outstanding as it relates to all things COVID, and for a long time you were pretty much out there alone in terms of politicians fiercely
bravely, rightly questioning Dr. Fauci and a lot of the efforts that he was involved in with the NIH and the origins of COVID. That's part of it. His support in 2012 of gain of function research, even if it would result in a worldwide pandemic, which is insane. You recently confronted the Moderna CEO on the risk of myocarditis in young males after getting that vaccine. I want to play that for our audience.
Pretty much a yes or no. Is there a higher incidence of myocarditis among boys 16 to 24 after they take your vaccine?
The data I've seen from the CDC actually shown that there's less myocarditis for people who get the vaccine versus who get COVID infection.
You're saying that for ages 16 to 24 among males who take the COVID vaccine, their risk of myocarditis is less than people who get the disease?
That is my understanding.
That is not true. And I'd like to enter into the record 6 peer-reviewed papers from the Journal of Vaccine, the Annals of Medicine, that say the complete opposite of what you say. I also spoke with your president just last week, and he readily acknowledged in private that, yes, there is an increased risk of myocarditis. The fact that you can't say it in public is quite disturbing.
Wow, that was a powerful moment, Senator. You put into the record 6 separate studies. What part of those studies didn't he understand? And you would think the head of Moderna would be interested in that type of real research.
Well, most of Europe doesn't have the vaccine. They don't push the vaccine on kids under 12. And most of the world, in fact, there's a large study out of Israel showing, I think, about a 28 times increase in myocarditis among people who have had the COVID vaccine when compared to those who have had the disease. So he's flat out wrong in this. And the problem is, this is why people are hesitant to take the vaccine. This is why people don't trust their government. The current CDC policy is this, and this is outlandish. If your 15-year-old has already had COVID, they want him to be vaccinated. If you vaccinate your 15-year-old who's already had COVID and they get myocarditis and inflammation of the heart, which can have elevated heart enzymes like a heart attack, and they have chest pain, they go to the hospital, the CDC recommends that when they recover, you should give them another vaccine. No parent in America would do such foolishness to vaccinate your kid after he's already had a heart inflammation for the first vaccine when the disease is not deadly, particularly among those who have already recovered from COVID. That's the craziness we're getting from government. But then this Moderna CEO is parroting that, not admitting that there is a problem. Marty McCary, who's done a lot of analysis on Fox News and other places, is an esteemed physician at Johns Hopkins. He's recommended, look, you know, you probably don't need any if the kid's already had COVID, but if you want to give them a vaccine, why not one, since 90% of the heart inflammation comes after the second one and the booster? But we have all these Ivy League schools that are demanding 3 and 4 vaccines for these young kids who are at risk for this heart inflammation. It makes no sense at all.
I could tell you, Senator, that I know firsthand, athletes in particular that have had COVID twice, even 3 times, they're still getting mandates for boosters. No matter what it is, they have to take it. Now, understand, in some cases, these college athletes began their sport when they were 5, 6, or 7. So by the time they reach what for many of them will be the pinnacle of their athletic career, their choice is either take it or you're off the team. That's how real this is for all of these athletes. You know, look at the way they're treating Novak Djokovic. It is outrageous that they're not even letting him play in the Miami Open. That is insane to me.
It all flows downhill from Fauci, because Fauci discounted the idea that you achieved natural immunity after you got the infection. He basically said it doesn't count. You got to be vaccinated anyway. But by doing that, he actually cost a lot of lives. In the year 2020, when there was no vaccine, 40% of the deaths happened in the nursing home. One way we could have saved lives in the nursing home is by having nurses and nurses' assistants who had already recovered from COVID, strategically putting them in the COVID ward so that they had already had COVID, already recovered, and wouldn't spread the disease. Instead, we did none of that. We could have protected President Trump. I called the White House and said, why don't we have Secret Service protecting President Trump who have already recovered from COVID? But because Fauci was pervasive, because he downplayed natural immunity, a lot of lives were cost because we didn't have any strategy before the vaccine of trying to have people who had recovered be a protection for others.
Let me play a clash that you had with Dr. Fauci on 2004 comments about this very issue of natural immunity.
Reuters fact check looked at that and said Fauci's 2004 comments do not contradict his pandemic stance.
Actually, words don't lie. If you look at the words behind me, we can go over them a little bit at a time. She doesn't need it because the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
It is true. It is true, Senator. It is a very potent way to protect.
But when you're trying to tell us that kids need a third or a fourth vaccine, are you including the variability or the variable of previous infection in the studies? No, you're not.
I mean, that is a devastating takedown, Senator. And here's the problem. His philosophy, ideology, ruled the day. And there were very few of you that were out there strongly questioning the decisions they're making. And again, you know, this is emergency use authorization with vaccines. The one thing that seemed to work the best, at least from my perspective, and I think studies back this up, are monoclonal antibodies, but emergency authorization has now been declined. So we don't make them anymore. It gets to a point where it's unforgivable.
And you would think now that Fauci's gone would have some sense and maybe some common sense would return to government. But the rumor is that he's actually lingering on. He said he retired, but the rumor is that he still works in the federal government. And the follow-up is that the conclusion he's still working there is he's afraid of being indicted by the House. And so he's trying to hang on to have legal protection. He wants the government to pay for his legal defense if he is found culpable in this cover-up of the origins of COVID. If he's found culpable for sending the money to Wuhan, guess who's going to defend him? He still works over there because he's demanding security, apparently. He has federal security detail, and apparently he wants to have legal protection should he be indicted.
I mean, that too is outrageous. You know, and then we go to the issue of the origins of COVID. You know, even Jon Stewart kind of made it funny, but he was on with Colbert, and he said, let me see. There's a virology lab in Wuhan where we first discover COVID-19, and we know they do coronavirus bat research there, and we know that they do gain-of-function research there. Not only is it plain, simple, common sense that that is the likely origin, but then we find out that NIH money given to the EcoHealth Alliance was funneled to the Wuhan virology lab, which means, in plain language, that American taxpayers helped fund the creation of COVID-19.
Yeah, the mainstream media has covered up the fact that even the Chinese CDC admitted after a few months of looking at this that it didn't come from the marketplace. They finally came to the conclusion it didn't come from the marketplace. One of the doctors, one of the scientists that's been involved with the Batwoman over there, Dr. Shi, even he said proximity is a problem. The fact that the lab was in such close proximity to where the outbreak came that it's hard to explain because the coincidence. Think of the coincidence of this. You have a pandemic from a coronavirus, and the lab that holds more coronaviruses than any place in the entire world happens to be within walking distance of where this started. So the coincidences are hard to explain, but there's much more than just the coincidences. There's looking at the sequence of this virus. In 2018, the Wuhan lab actually asked for U.S. government money to create a virus, and the description of that virus meets the description of what COVID-19 became. So we're pretty sure they were trying to do this. There are other experiments where they were doing this. And what makes it even worse is you could say, well, maybe we should help their civilians to research this. We have evidence now that universities were sending money to their military research in China. We know that UC Davis sent money to the Academy for Military Medical Research. So we have NIH money going to U.S. Universities basically being laundered and then sent over to do military research in China. And we think that this is the funding that actually led to the leak. This is the crime of the century, and it's been completely ignored. I still have yet to get one Democrat chairman to agree to help me get records. Biden administration has stymied us at every turn.
All right, quick break. More with Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, also Dr. Medical Dr. Rand Paul, as we continue.
Bad for America. Great for mainstream media fake news edits. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, we continue now with Senator and medical doctor Rand Paul from the great state of Kentucky. If you look at the lab leak issue and Dr. Fauci, he's wrong. If you look at his support and his comments in 2012, that should shock the conscience of anybody that gain of function research is so important that even if he would support it still, even if he knew it would cause a worldwide pandemic. That's nuts. The confrontations you had with Dr. Fauci about not taking into account natural immunity or previous infection into account when approving vaccines, et cetera, or your confrontation with the Moderna CEO as well about myocarditis. I mean, all of these mistakes, it's almost like they got everything wrong and they did it with a religious, a fervent view, like a cult-like adherence to this belief system that they had no science to back it up with.
I think the most important thing to know is that Anthony Fauci has a conflict of interest. Because he approved this funding, because he went outside the normal rules, we actually put rules in place where this dangerous research was supposed to be reviewed by a committee. The only way to go around the committee is for Fauci to approve going around the committee. So not only did he fund this, not only did he support gain of function, he went around the traditional rules. There is a degree of culpability that he must face. He's also lied about this to Congress, but he's been protected at every step by the mainstream media that salivates over him. If you've ever watched an interview between the mainstream media and Fauci, it's enough to gag you. There's not one challenging question that's ever asked is yuck, 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 clap each other on the back, ask how the kids are kind of interview. Never once has he really had to, or very rarely has he ever had a challenging interview.
All right, Senator Rand Paul, you've been brave, you've been courageous, and you've been proven right time and again. It's important that we get this right so this could never unfold the way it has in this case ever again. I will never trust anybody in government on any health issue as long as I live. I can promise you that. We appreciate it, Senator Rand Paul. Dr. Rand Paul, thank you.
Thank you.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, And that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with Sign Up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
25 to the top of the hour. Your call's coming up this half hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Look, there are cyber criminals all over the world, and they are specifically targeting American homeowners and stealing their home. It has a name. It's called home title theft. Now, Linda met with our friends at Home Title Lock. By the way, their website is HomeTitleLock.com. And they showed you in real time that they could steal your home from you in 6 short minutes. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, and the thing is, some of those were just like highs and hellos. I mean, I think they probably stole it in even less time. And so they basically showed me, like, your house has its own social security number. It's called an APN. And they go in, they get the APN, they lift your signature from your title and your deed, which is public, it's on the internet, they copy it, they put it on a quick claim deed, they sell it to some guy you never met or gal in some part of town you never been to for 10 bucks, and then they start taking loans out on the equity, you're out of a house and out of your equity. I mean, and there's nothing else that protects you from this except for Home Title Lock.
And by the way, most homeowners insurance policies don't protect you. Most identity theft programs don't protect you, although a couple of them offer at an additional fee home title protection. But anyway, this is real. And that's why I like Home Title Lock. They put a virtual shield around your home's title, and the instant that they detect any activity or tampering around your home's title, they're going to shut it down and shut it down fast. Look, first things first, sign up. You get a free title scan. Verify that your home is safely in your name. Mention my name, Sean. You'll get 30 days of protection at HomeTitleLock.com. Okay, it's that simple. HomeTitleLock.com. Don't be a victim. So anyway, Kamala Harris goes to Africa. I believe this comment was made in Ghana, and it's another word salad. If you can figure this out, you can call in and help us out.
On the issue of the economy as a whole, that we must do, putting aside the pandemic and Ukraine, even before the two became an issue for our nations. And a lot of that work is the work that I'm here to do on the continent.
Does that make sense to anybody? Because it didn't make sense to me. But word salads, you know, the passage of time. She has a number of them. We'll play a couple of the better ones.
We are doing the work that is about collaborating around the small businesses that will need to do the work. When we talk about our small businesses, it not only is it intergenerational, but also it's also what's also exciting about our small businesses and who they are, because it spans the generations in addition to being intergenerational. The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children.
So community banks are investing in the community bank because the community bank serves the community with the bank in the community for the community. Unreal. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Jane is in Maine. Jane, hi, how are you? What's going on? Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. And sorry, I cannot help you with Kamala's word salad. That's nonsense stuff. Holy. Wish I could, but I can't. But I did want to talk to you about the climate cult. So I'm really happy right now that at least we're hearing a little bit more from credible scientists who are speaking out and pushing back about this kind of nebulous science, I call it. And most of us have figured out now that this is nothing more than a great big transfer of wealth. But yesterday you mentioned that you were talking a little bit about it, and you mentioned that, yes, it does affect our economy. We know that. But you also mentioned that it's going to have a big effect on our military. So draw a line to that for me and for others.
Well, what I'm saying is they are earmarking climate initiatives in as many departments as possible, including the military. Now, the military to me should be about one thing, building the biggest, baddest, kick-ass, you know, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines with the latest, most advanced military technology and weaponry so that we can overcome any threat at any point, anytime, anywhere. And it is not a place that America needs to be, you know, focused on climate alarmism or the climate cult, but that's what they're doing. And basically, they're infecting every single Department of Government with some aspect of this and spending billions and billions and billions of dollars in the process. You know, you have USAID is out there, and the Biden administration plans to use taxpayer funds to inspire and support young climate alarmists in developing countries, even as they acknowledge that young people suffer from climate related mental health conditions. And they're talking about not a small amount of money. Joe Biden's, you know, U.S. Agency for International Development last year released, you know, their 2022-2030 climate strategy, and it outlines $150 billion whole-of-agency approach to building, quote, equitable world and net-zero greenhouse emissions. It'd be great if we could afford it all, but it's not working. For the foreseeable future, the lifeblood of the world's economy is going to be oil, gas, and coal. Now, if they can find something cheaper and more efficient that is easily transferable, I'm all for it. But But right now, the rest of the world is not as woke as America. And, you know, this is like $1 billion, $150 billion whole agency approach. We cannot afford this. You know, and the idea of that, you know, Energy Secretary Granholm is out there. Oh, China is doing a great job on green initiatives. No, it's not. And we pointed out, too, the new Green Deal has nothing to do with green. It has to do with radicalized socialism, guaranteed government education, pre-K, guaranteed government college, guaranteed government student loan forgiveness, guaranteed a government pay and a government job, and guaranteed government health care and guaranteed government retirement. You know, these are the same people that raided the lockbox and bankrupted Social Security and Medicare. These are the same exact people that promised you'd keep your doctor, keep your care, and save on average per family $2,500 a year. These are the same people that supported a defund, dismantle, no bail laws. These are the same people. And why we would trust them is beyond my comprehension. But apparently people want to believe the big lie that government is going to take away all of your fear. It is their version of socialism, but history has shown, and I've said it many times, whatever name, whatever you call it, whatever manifestation of take from one group of people, empower the government to take their money, redistribute it, you guarantee people total security, well, it always ends the same way. It ends with a poor people, poor country, unfulfilled promises, and a loss of freedom. That's where America's headed.
Well, you make some, obviously, some great big macro points, which is all accurate, but I'll tell you what this is doing is destroying rural America.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean, look at the, you know, look at the push now to get rid of, you know, telling us not to eat beef. Well, that's a big part of the ranching business in America. Now, if you're a rancher and your government is out there, you know, with representatives in Davos, you know, 1,000 private jets taking them there, justified by John Kerry. And then you're being told that Americans should cut back on beef for the sake of the environment and climate change. I don't think that's right. We have nearly a thousand fleet of private jets, helicopters that all of these officials use regularly. Well, if they're going to lead by example, why don't they give up their big fleet of private jets and private helicopters?
Well, they pretend to be very interested in biofuels when they won't let us take down the trees in the forest.
Yeah. And now they want to take your air conditioner and ban gas stoves. Good luck. Good luck to the country if they are successful. Anyway, good call. I do appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jane. All right, quick break. We'll come right back. We will continue more of your calls. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Part two of my interview with Donald Trump. Tonight, we'd have a lot of things to talk about. That's at 9 o'clock tonight as we continue.
Up next, our final roundup and information overload hour.
Right back to our busy phones. Ron in Florida next on the Sean Hannity Show. What's up, Ron?
Good afternoon, Sean. Pleasure to speak with you. I have been out of my box as far as analysis goes, trying to figure out what in the world this thing is between Trump and DeSantis. And being a Florida resident, big on DeSantis, Trump's my guy for 24, without a doubt. And we all assumed that it would be a transition from Trump in 28. To DeSantis. We were hoping that would be the game plan, but all of a sudden we're just scratching our heads saying, what in the world's going on? I've got a theory. That you're going to have a large field of people who are going to be getting into the primary, and every one of them relies on the media, exposure, and money. What if you have DeSantis and Trump playing a good cop, bad cop, and by the two of them in this little skirmish that I want to call it, they are sucking the air totally out of the other people's campaigns or possibilities of getting any attention to keep their campaigns going?
Look, I think a lot of things can happen. I mean, Donald Trump has significant real legal issues. I think most of them are unfair. I think a lot of what's happened to him has been unjust and unfair and frankly, unconstitutional in many cases. But there's been one witch hunt after another. It's not stopped since the moment he came down that escalator announcing that he was going to run for president for 2016. So that's never stopped. I did ask the president, we'll play part of this interview in the next hour. I asked him about DeSantis because I get asked that question right now the most. You know, they were friends. And I said to him, I said, what happened? And I let him give his explanation. And his explanation basically was that without his help in 2018, and Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, won that race by, I think, a little over 30,000 votes. Rick Scott barely got won by 10,000. It was very close. And certainly Donald Trump played a very big role in helping both of them that year. And he did a lot of rallies late because the polls were showing that it was too close to call. And his basic attitude is, well, that's the thanks I get for helping you become governor. That was his argument. Whether people find that legitimate or not, that's up to them.
Right. And I saw the same thing on his rally the other night. He basically said the same thing at the rally that he did to you. And Floridians know that our governor is one of the best. Actually, he is the best in the country outside of maybe Kristi Noem. But as far as working for the people, getting MAGA policies, MAGA, a whole range of MAGA new laws. Well, the one he just signed about the school choice. These are not deep state policies that he's passing and pushing here. And he told us when he went for reelection, he was going to serve out his term. We expect that and we honor that. And that's why this whole thing doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, look, he hasn't announced yet, but he hasn't ruled it out officially yet either. If you want my gut, I think he's going to run. That is what my gut tells me. Look, Ron DeSantis, in my opinion, I can make this prediction today, putting this election aside. I think he will be president one day. He's very young. He's 44 years old. He has an incredible background, great credentials. He did a great job in his first term. I would expect the same in his second term. And would I prefer that Republicans not have so much infighting? Yeah, I think I'd prefer it. However, I'm also a realist and I've been doing this over 30 years and I can tell you it's par for the course and it's only a matter of time when it happens. Usually it doesn't happen this early. Usually that comes when the Iowa caucuses begin and the New Hampshire primary comes in and South Carolina and Super Tuesday. It gets vicious out there. And by the way, this is not unique to Republicans. It's the same with Democrats. They're out. There's so much at stake that they're not in this to lose. I can tell you that. One of the reasons I think that anybody that loses a presidential race struggles so much is they believed the whole time they were going to win. Hillary thought it. John McCain thought it. Mitt Romney thought it. Al Gore thought it. And it's not easy to put your ass on the line like that and not have it come out the way you want.
No, I couldn't agree more. And the whole thing about him as a VP to Trump, well, I think it's in the Constitution that the president can be from the same state. So that kind of knocks that one out of the water. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to us that everything was going so good for both of them, and all of a sudden this thing started.
Well, that's exactly what that's why I asked the question. And when we have Ron DeSantis on again, I'll ask him the same question or ask him to respond to it. If he wants to, he can. If he doesn't, that's fine. You know, right now, I know he's focused on his legislative session. I don't think there'll be any decision until that session ends, probably sometime in late May, maybe early June. And, you know, we're going to watch it unfold. Then you got Chris Christie. He's hinting he wants to get in. Mike Pompeo is out there. Nikki Haley is out there. Senator Tim Scott is out there. I don't think after I asked her last week, I don't think Kristi Noem is going to run. But, you know, you might have Glenn Youngkin jump in this race. Who knows? A lot of people could be jumping in. Anyway, we'll watch it, and it's going to be what it's going to be. You can wish all you want for peace and harmony, but at some point, it's not going to be peace and harmony. That I can promise you. And there's a lot of things that are going to happen between now and Election Day that'll impact people's thinking. Look, I now, as a big supporter of the Second Amendment, you know I am, it is essential to preserve our freedom. Now, the single best thing that you can do to preserve your Second Amendment rights, your right to keep and bear arms, is like most firearms owner, the overwhelming vast 99.8% of firearm owners are responsible. And that means securing your firearms in the right way. If you're looking for a gun safe or even a vault door to do that, you're going to love Rhino Metals. They are your best solution. Now, they literally have taken gun security to an entire new level with their innovative locking mechanisms, their convenient interiors and styling that you're not going to find anywhere else. Now, I own one of these safes, and I'm telling you, you're going to love the security. You'll love the convenience. And buying a Rhino Metal safe or vault door, it's simple, it's easy, and they have extensive coast-to-coast networks of expert dealers, online financing options, a variety of delivery options. But you'll also be buying confidently knowing that Rhino Metal safes, they're backed with the best warranty and the best customer support. They're just great to deal with. Anyway, they've been in business since 1995. They're a veteran-owned company. Check out their website, rhinosafe.com. That's R-H-I-N-O-safe, one word, .com. Find a local dealer by you on their website, and you're going to love it. And you'll be a responsible Second Amendment gun-owning American, and it's the right thing to do. Anyway, just go to their website, rhinosafe.com.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.